This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, my colleague, a recovering politician, writing in American Greatness, September 8th, 2008. In conversation with Thaddeus, I believe on that day and several days afterwards, I learned that the Republican House of Representatives, led by John Boehner, then Speaker of the House, was called upon to vote a bailout package for the banks that had failed or were about to fail. And Thaddeus came under pressure, as did a number of his colleagues, to vote yay for the bailout, to pass billions and billions of dollars into the hands of bankers who had abused their authority in making loans to people who couldn't pay them back. That was the Great Recession of 2008. Here we are in 2023, 15 years later, and there are banks in California, something of a boutique banks, and one of them has now failed, been taken over by the FDIC, the Silicon Valley Bank. Its customers are chiefly startups, venture capital funds, and very well-to-do people. Most of its deposits are over the FDIC limit of $250,000 to be assured by the federal government. Therefore, their money is in limbo. But we're told now that there are all kinds of machinations going on in Washington, which have different euphemisms, but it comes back to bailout. That is, the bailout of 2008, it's good to recover why it is that you and some of your colleagues voted against it. What was your thinking then? How does it now explain this bailout controversy that is now?
Well, first of all, John, we called it fleece in our time. Because we understood, as unfortunately Speaker Pelosi and Minority Leader Boehner did not understand, was that we were setting a paradigm for the 21st century in terms of how financial crises were handled. What happened was, rather than going through a structured closing of the banks, putting their toxic assets in a revolving fund and dealing with it that way, a structured process that was put forward by people like James A. Baker, former Secretary Treasurer, they simply wanted to give the money to Wall Street to bail them out. At the end of the day, what happened was the taxpayers then assumed all the risk in future bailouts, and the 1% wound up getting all the reward. They get to keep any profits they get, and any risk was incurred by the taxpayers. What a wonderful deal. Unfortunately, that seems to be where we are today now. To her credit, Treasury Secretary Yellen says there will be no bailout. Unfortunately, she is not the last word on this. We'll see whether there's a bailout. I suspect that there will be. There's far too many influential donors to the Democratic Party and some of the Republican Party that have money tied up in the SVB that are going to demand to get bailed out. And as we head into a presidential election, it's going to be very difficult. The real question that I have is whether Gavin Newsom is going to blame Trump and or DeSantis for this and skip right past Mr. Biden's culpability.
We have a quote from Larry Summers, former Secretary of the Treasury, former Harvard president, now a man much on Bloomberg News and other financial reporting, respected by the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. I was surprised to hear him say, this is not a time for moral hazard lectures. It's exactly the right time for moral hazard lectures.
Which means he doesn't want to have that debate because he wants his friends to get bailed out. We can't have that debate. I might lose it. Just give him the money.
Yes. He's also said there was managerial failure here. Yes, we could agree on that.
Yes. That's an gift of understatement for Larry Summers.
The regulators were not on the case. He also says that. He's wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We go. And that there needs to be some creative thinking here about advancing some funds for people so that they can pay their employees and not shut their shops on Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, just give me a little bailout and we'll deal with the rest later. Oh, isn't Larry a humanitarian?
Well, I've learned 15 years of our conversation, Thaddeus, is there's great humor in this. When people are claiming that the world is coming to an end if they don't get bailed out.
I remember one of the great comedic times we had was when I interviewed Neel Kashkari, who's now an even more powerful member.
He's on the Federal Reserve Board.
So. Yes. I, amazing how the people who supported the bailout all landed on their feet. Well, on top of the rest of us, too, but they also landed on their feet.
So what we have today is a recreation of the events of 2008, absent the tragedy, because this is about rich people getting bailed out. Not only rich people, but rich people who own vineyards getting bailed out. I'm thinking to myself, what's the tech part of that? You know, is it, are there microchips in the grapes? However, it turns out the people who have large sums of money based on Silicon Valley's inventions, social media, hardware, also put some of their money into California wine companies. So it's not only Silicon Valley, it's Napa Valley. And they're at risk. And that other bank, the First Republic Bank, I looked up where it has its branches. You will be surprised. In my conversation with our colleague, Devin Nunes, I read him the names of where their branches are.
So are you saying that if we don't bail them out, John, every Californian will be sober and non-communicative?
And the rich people will be unhappy. That's chiefly what's happening.
Wow. I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight thinking about that.
Well, they're on the phone weeping. So,
I think they hire people to weep for them.
Now, what I especially enjoy is Janet Yellen repeatedly all day long saying, not going to be a bailout, not going to be a bailout. And it works, that is. I didn't learn this in 2008. That if someone who is approved of by the national media continues to say not a bailout, America believes it's not a bailout. It works every time.
Even when they bail them out.
Even when they bail them out. And we can believe that the auction, that's what they're calling it, an auction for the parts of the Silicon Valley Bank now underway. They're taking bids.
I think, John, I think we'll know that there's going to be a bailout when we start hearing them talk about how the failure of SVB will affect the climate.
Ah.
And it will hasten the climate Armageddon.
It is true that much of this money for the startups goes to green startups. Yes.
Right. And absent those green startups, the carbon emissions will not be curbed. You will see the temperature go up 1.5 degrees, and we'll all be dead within less than 12 years by now. It must be less than a decade. We'll be dead. You've got to bail them out, John. If we're going to get through the next 10 years, you've got to bail out SVB so they can invest in clean, green, sustainable energies. And more importantly, we have to sustain the bank accounts of the rich people. We cannot let them fall any lower than they already are.
Best joke of the day on the Financial Times comments was, I'm from Goldman's. I'm here to help. Thaddeus, your vote in 2008 on September 8th, is that...
My multiple votes. I voted against it twice.
Are those the best votes you ever made?
No. The best vote I ever made was to support the Detroit auto industry. Because at the end of the day, remember, John, the chronology of this, and a lot of Republicans, even Democrats, didn't understand this. When both parties voted to bail out Wall Street, they were telling them that they were too big to fail. So you took all the hard-earned money of blue-collar America and sent it to Wall Street to bail them out of their own mess. Then they turned around and said they wanted the auto workers they just took the tax money from. They can go broke. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
You and I both know that when you reward the rich people and punish the poor people, that is a recipe for social instability that we do not wish to see.
That is, it's not a time for moral hazard lectures. That is my
I'm not lecturing. I'm just explaining what happened why it should never happen again.
I'm quoting Larry Summers to you.
God love him.
That is McCotter, American greatness, recovering politician. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.